I want to talk to Dan O'Connell. Hey, Dan, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you again?
Good, John. How are you doing?
Good. I know you want to talk about the Open House Chicago North Shore Historic Homes Trail, and I do want to talk.
Absolutely.
And I'll ask you to tell us a little bit about that. But as we were talking off the air about that, you also mentioned that you are participating in one of those vaccine trials. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in the COVID-19 Moderna trial out of the University of Chicago, and I had my second dose. It's a two-dose vaccine. I had my second dose yesterday. Huh. So it uses messenger RNA, so it's a very new kind of technique for creating vaccines.
Well, good for you, citizen, to participate in that trial. So you had a shot.
It also helps me, gives me access to some of the, you know, cutting-edge medicine that's coming out of Chicago. So.
Well, that's my understanding, too, that when you do participate, if this is what you mean with those trials, you also get pretty good care during the run of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a double-blinded study, so we don't know who gets the placebo and who gets the vaccine. But once it's approved, then all the participants are understood to get the vaccine when it's given to all of the frontline healthcare workers.
Oh, say that again. So the people that participated in the study, once the vaccine becomes available, you'll be able to get it for sure? You'll be first in line?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yep. With all the healthcare professionals.
Wow. And why not? I mean, if you're part of the study, if you're willing to take the time and effort. I don't want to say risk your health, because I'm sure they told you. My understanding is there's no health risk to you by participating in the trial, right?
Well, they're minimized because, you know, these are large pharmaceutical companies that have really gone through research, and they've done smaller studies before this that indicate there are no issues with it, no health issues with it.
Do they give you a shot in the arm? Is that how they do it?
Yep. Absolutely. And it's, you know, they take lots of blood. We have to report any symptoms that come up through an app on our phones for the first 7 days. And we'll be followed up for 2 years to make sure that there are no issues.
Oh, that's right. Right. Because so they'll give you that shot. They don't tell you if it's the vaccine or a placebo. And then they say, now go ahead and live your life. And eventually some of you are maybe going to get COVID and some of you aren't. You don't know if you're walking around with any protection now, though, do you?
I won't know until the end of November. At the end of November, they're going to release some of the early findings. And that will trigger the process for either approval of the vaccine or one of the other vaccines. Moderna, along with Pfizer, also using the messenger RNA method, are slated to have some early findings at the end of November.
Are they asking you to expose yourself, though, to the general public so that you might come in contact with COVID and then see if the vaccine works?
No, they simply ask us to go about our regular lives, you know, use what the precautions we normally do in our everyday lives, because there are 30,000 people in the United States that are part of this. So they do a cross-section of people and for daily experiences. So we simply go along in our daily lives using the precautions we normally do.
And the key to the test, I guess, for them, right, Dan, is if you have the vaccine, you don't know if you do, but the people that I presume they're most interested in are the people with the vaccine, and then do they or do they not get COVID-19 in the normal course of their lives? And if you do get it, though you've been vaccinated, well, then that's unfortunate, isn't it? But maybe you will be exposed to the virus unwittingly, and maybe you have the vaccine in you, not knowing that, and you're getting protected. And the only way we'll know the answer to any of this is if enough people do it, and then they just do the math on the thing.
Absolutely. And then what they're able to do is they take blood samples, you know, every month. And so they're able to see if they're getting a reaction, if we're actually creating the reaction in our immune system that we're hoping to. So they can track it through the blood, obviously.
So and they then will know if you were exposed.
Our self-reporting.
I see. They will know if you were exposed.
Absolutely.
Ah, brilliant. And really,
absolutely.
You'll know as soon as November, huh?
Yeah, end of November. I found out yesterday. Moderna, along with Pfizer, are supposed to have some early findings at the end of November about both efficacy and safety.
I hope it goes well, Dan.
Fingers crossed.
I can't encourage you to do anything except say thank you, but wouldn't it be great if, as a result of people like you doing this, we found out this vaccine is sufficiently effective that they would release it to the general public?
Absolutely. And Pfizer's even talking about actually fast-tracking their approvals. So I think we're looking at some good opportunities, good alternatives for vaccines, shortly after the turn of the new year.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling pretty good? Huh? Everything going okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I felt a little, I didn't have any obvious symptoms yesterday or last night after getting the second dose.
Yeah.
Though I feel, like a bit like I have a cold coming on, kind of a scratchiness and, a little bit of running a little bit hot and cold. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Maybe that's a reaction to the vaccine, or maybe you're just coming down with something. People might conclude based on your voice just now that clearly this guy is coming down with something. But Dan always has a kind of scratchy voice.
Yeah.
So as I hear you now, you don't sound any different to me than you normally do. You sound fine. But hopefully you are. Okay, Elif's yelling at me. I got to take a break. Let's do this. We'll pause, come back, tell us about the open house. He's with the Chicago Architecture Foundation, and they've got interesting things going on. You are always interested in what those folks are doing. So Dan O'Connell is a good man. I'm happy to hear that he was doing all of that. Dan, so what is your title with the Architecture Foundation?
Well, actually, I'm working with Orrin Tickell, the North Shore's leading custom home design build firm, for the Open House Chicago. We put together the North Shore Historic Homes Trail, which was the most popular, most visited trail over this past weekend. And it's a kind of a new construct. It's information on an app for the socially distanced 2020 Open House Chicago.
Right. So the curator at the Kenilworth, I'm reading now, Historical Society, Joseph Gackstetter, solved a longstanding debate about who designed the Frank Root House at 326 Essex Road in Kenilworth. Was it Daniel Burnham, the iconic architect who, as the director of the works for the World Columbian Exposition of 1893, created the White City in which the devil was? Or was it Franklin Pierce Burnham, the official Kenilworth Company architect who designed the Kenilworth Union Church, among other key iconic civic buildings? Turns out it was a bit of both. Just this past month, Gackstetter found a clue in the Kenilworth archives that confirms that the oversized columns at the entrance of the Frank Root House came from the Columbian Exposition's Court of Honor, as a gift from Daniel Burnham. A lot of great names, a lot of great Chicago history there. If people want to take the tour, how do they do this, Dan? What do they do?
Well, they can simply go to openhousechicago.org/app and download the app for either their iPhone or Android. And they'll be able to access all of these different stories from Chicago architectural history, from the South Side, from Bronzeville, to Oak Park and Austin and to the North Shore.
Yeah, it's really amazing. We've been talking about it here this week on this show and others. And what's the website on that again, Dan O'Connell?
It's openhousechicago.org/app.
Open House Chicago. That's what you want to be searching for. All right, Dan, I'm going to run. Stay well, and hopefully the vaccine trial goes well, and hopefully a lot of people sign up and do this too. You're not going into the buildings, but you can sure walk around them and learn about them. Thanks for your time.
That's it.